Evet, pachadike parça. Vayir bin soya ha'oren, vayoyme moish. Kuma ha'ashem yofutso yivecho, vyonusu misanecho mipanecho. Venucho yoyma, shuvo ha'ashem, yivevo salche Yisrael. Zogt Rashi from the Gemara and Shabbos, Aseilu simimonim, milafonav milacharov. Loima, she'ein ze mekoyme. These two psukim are not in the right place. Where should they be? The Pashtus is, they should be in Amidbar, where the first time, in the, tells us, the Degolim, and how they camped, then how they were Noseya. Gnosa oil moyed machane vin besoicha machanois, kashe yachanu, ken yiso, ishal yodoi. And the Degleim is there in that parasha, should say that when they went, when they were Noseya, that's how the Moshe Rabbeinu would say, "Vayi bin Soya Oroin, Vayomei Moshe Kum Hashem Yofut Soyivecho." So why is it here? They've already been Noseya. Why is it here? Talked about Messiah. They haven't been Noseya yet. Ela Gedei LaHafzik Ben Puronius LePuronius. These are the conquests. This parasha, Ibn Soya, is to be mafsik between Peronius the Peronius. Ramban learns, Rashi learns an interesting pshat, leave Rashi. Ramban learns, what's it being mafsik between? So what was written beforehand? Vayisu me'ar Hashem, der shloshes yomim, Varon bris Hashem yosel ifneim, der shloshes yom nosu lehem menucha, Banana Hashem aleihem yoimam benosim min ha-machaneh. And then you have Vayhi bin Soharoin. And then afterwards, Vayhi bin Soharoin, what do you have? Vayhi om kemisoininim. Misoininim rab osnei Hashem. And then you have the Maisa, the Tavera, it came out the Eish Hashem. And then you have Asafsuf Hashem Bekirboi, Hisavu Taivo, Vayashuv Yivkur, Gambane Yisrael, Vermu Miyachenu Nubosa. So the Ramban, that Vayhi bin Soya is to be mafsik between Vayisu Me'ar Hashem, and that's the first Puronius, and the Misoinidim is the second Puronius, and the Misavin Taivo is the third Puronius, and so it shouldn't be Muchsak in Puronius. There's we got Vayhi bin Soya, to be mafsik in these three Puranias. What's the Puranias of Vayisu Me'ar Hashem? What's wrong with Vayisu Me'ar Hashem? Zokter Reinyin Amedrash Hazeh Motzeh Bagodah Shenosu Me'ar Sinai Besimcha Ketina Kabarech Mibes HaSefer Omru Shema Yarbe V'yitein Lanu Mitzvus. Zeh vayisu me'ar Hashem. The Mefoshim and Medayik, the Hezbev, this tain of vayisu ketina b'berech v'beis ha'sefer is by Kriyas Yamsuf. After Kriyas Yamsuf, the pasuk says vayasa Moshe es ha'om. Moshe had to make them go, and the nigle pshat. In the why they didn't want to leave Kriyas Yamsuf is because of the Bizas Hayam was being washed up, Kuseida, more and more jewels, more and more gold, silver. And the Nista Pshat is that they couldn't leave because of the Gilui Shechina that there was there. However it was, there it says Vayasa. Moshe Rabbeinu had to make them go. And here, after Maimed Har Sinai, it had been 11 months by Har Sinai, only Giluyim Gedolim that they had by Maimed Har Sinai, and then Oel Moed, Gewaltig, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us in Har Sinai, says, came time to go, Vayisu Me'ar Hashem. Was no Vayasa, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to force them to go. Vayisu Me'atzmom, they went. Ketinoi Kabareach Me'beis HaSefer. V'omru Shema Yaro Me'alneinu Mitzvus. Shoya Machshavdom, Zog the Ramban, Nahasiya Atzmom, Mishom Mipnei Shehu Har Hashem. Vayisu Me'har Hashem, they went away from the Har Hashem. It's the Har Hashem, and it shouldn't be chazoka with the Peronius. But there was, because what happened afterwards? The Misoinim. What's the Misoinim? Zokter Rashi, Ein Misoinim El Loshen Alilo. Mevakshim Alilo Heichlifresh Me'achre Amokum. The whole Misoninim were looking for Tirutzim, how to go away from the from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did they say? Omru, oin lonu kameli batnu baderech hazeh, shloisha yomim shloi nachnu me'inoi aderech. It's been so schwer, we've gone in 3 days going and going and going. What's schwer? It's ridiculous. You're in a box of Ananea COVID. It's like a hovercraft. They didn't have to be Toreach. The Kodesh Baruch Hu took them. Mamash, Kimat didn't have to move their limbs. What's the Misoinanim? Elamai. Was Mevakshim Alilo. And then you get to the third thing, for a safsuf, hisavu taiva. And what did they say? Miyachinenu basa, mechila oyolim basa, zokter Rashi. Alu kwanema, vegam erev rav oli tomet zonu boko. Of course they had meat. Bim toima acholum, mechnisa lahoritz nema, mechne rav hoyolim nebruvein. Elo shemavakshim alilo. It's all one big terrace. V'zochanu sadogim, asher noichal b'mitzrayim, chinom. So Rashi, Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim, v'nosim v'im dogim, chinom, v'alu kvar nema, v'tevin lo yinosin lahem, v'tevin lo yinosin lahem, chinom, dogim lo yinosin lahem, chinom, they gave them fish for nothing, mafitom. Ma'od chinom, chinom in our mitzvahs. Aye, we remember before Matan Torah, we could just eat. We didn't have to make a brocha. It wasn't a problem. And now we have to make brochas. Zochanu isakishuyim, v'savatichim, v'sachotzim, v'sabitzonim, v'sashumim. So to Omer Reb Shimon, mipnei ma'amon mishtanu l'kol dover chutz me'elu. The Mainzer, the monk could taste whatever he wanted to taste. But he didn't have these five tastes. Why? It was a nest in the mon. When you had the mon, you could be mechavin to whatever you wanted, whatever you fancied. You want pizza, you had pizza. You want challenge, you had challenge. Whatever you wanted. However, you tried to be mechavin for kishuim, it didn't work. Or avatichim, it didn't work. Why? Because it's interesting. Because it was koshim the menikos. I am a regular person. It's not menekos. He wants to be mechavin kishuim. It didn't work. There was something in the mon. In the beetsim, the chesed God in the mon. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave it to taste whatever he wanted to taste. The Rebbeinu Shalom showed, but nothing dangerous. And even though you're not a menekes, but the mon won't change to something which was a menekes. It's interesting. Is it just the flavor? was the flavor of the avatichim is dangerous for a menekes or the metzias of it? That it changed the metzias? It's not pashut. The Torah says this gewaltig meichel that we had, but it was a meichel ruchni. Aton ave nafshenu yevesha ein kol bilte la mon einenu. Rashi says mon bashacha mon boerev. Every day the same. Every day the same. And what's the problem? Every day the same. You can be mechamed to whatever you wanted. Also. It's mon, but you can have whatever you want. Today you want lamb chops, you have lamb chops. Tomorrow you want fish, you have fish. Whatever you fancy. Afterwards, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, say, I'll give them what they want. Nosa Hashem lechem boso v'achaltem lo yom echo toichun lo yomayim lo chamisha yomim lo asora yomim lo esum yomim at chodesh yomid ad asha yetze me'apchem v'oye lechem lezora. It'll kill you. Yan ki ma'astem es Hashem asha bekir bechem. What's ma'astem es Hashem bekir bechem? You ma'astem es amon, not Hashem. Nothing to do with the mon. Mabakshi malila. Mon is ruchni. Mon is Michael ruchni. It's mabakshi malila. All this is not real. It's mabakshi malila. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Sheshme selef ragli om asher anochi bekiubei. Ato mount a bosa etein lahem v'ochlu chodesh yomim. Hatzoinu v'ochor yishochet lahem u'motzu lahem. In Kol Degei Ayom Yosef Lohem U'motzu Lohem. So it's interesting to Rashi. Afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Fatima, Ayom Hashem Moshe, Hayad Hashem Tikso. So what do you want? You think, I can't do it? Ato Sire HaYikrucho Dvarim Loi. You'll see that I can do this. The Rashi brings 3 days. The third day is very interesting, what the Pshat is. Rami Gamliel benoit Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Oime. Eif Shaloime Ala Tofel. What's going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu said, Me'acha she'enam vavakshim elo alilo, lo tasbik lohem. He says, you're never going to give them enough. Sofon ladun acharecho. He says, even if you shecht or tzonu bakar, you want to give them meat for a month, it's not going to work. Why? You give them beef, they'll say, we want lamb. You give them lamb, we'll say, we want beef. Chaya v'oif bikashnu. No, we want chaya v'oif. Dogim v'chagovim bikashnu. Whatever you want to give, they're always going to say, but we want something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Om Elohim kein yomer shekotzer yodi, so I shouldn't give them. And that's the whole world. They'll say, there'll be a chilul Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Om Alephonov, Hareini holich umefaisom. I'll try and calm them down. Om Aloy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Atotire ha'yikrucho dvori, shelo yishmu lecho. You won't be able to calm them down. Cholach Moshe lefaisom, Om Alohem, ayad Hashem tiktor. And he kotsuva isuvu mayim agam lechem yuchalose. He said, they said, you see, he can't give us. It's all a terrorist. You can, Kozhul can't give. Pshara he is. Ein bekoyach lemalus shaylo seinu. Kozhul can't give us what we want. There's a pachat. Moshtedo. It starts with vayisu mayar Hashem. It starts with an innocent nesia. Kitinaka bareach beis ha-seifa, besimcha. Kodesh Baruch says, right, Now you're coming to Eretz Yisrael. Let's go. And Anan lifts and starts going. Vayisu. There wasn't a oyvei, Ribbono Shel Olam, to leave. We have to leave. Okay, we'll leave. Bar Kocheinu. No. Besimcha. Shema Yahweh Aleinu. More mitzvahs. You've given us 613 mitzvahs. It's a lot of mitzvahs. It's a big Torah to learn. Oh, whew, that's it. Ah, okay, now we can go. Oh, there's a sakona atzuma. A vayisu brings to our misoininim. Misoininim. Here, they went mabakish and alila. Vayisu, where they went. But then they got to avoid Mabakshim Alila Lifrosh Me'amokim. Looking for Tirutzim, how it was so schwer. Narishkai, it's not, wasn't schwer at all. No, Lifrosh Me'achrei Amokim. And from that they get to even worse. Misavim Taiva. We want to fresh. And whatever you're going to give us, we want more. We want more. We want more. We want more. Nothing's going to satisfy them. Moshe Rabbeinu tries to calm them down. It doesn't work. No. Ah, you see, he can't give what we want. What do you want? You got mon. You got everything you need. You got mon. You got be'er. You got ananeh covered. You're living in a matzav lemalim in a teva. It's gewaldig. This mon is gewaldig. You know, we want steak. Steak. We want lamb chops. But lamb chops, we want breaded chicken. Chicken, we want deer. Deer, we want salmon. Whatever you want, whatever you give. What's this? What's the pshat? What's the solution? Solution is in the beginning of the parasha. Beginning of the parasha is almost the opposite. It's interesting to parasha, the way it's set up. So, Trashi lefika shera Aaron chanukah sanasim. Chol sha'oz daito shlo hoy imayim b'chanukah. Loi hu velo shiftai. Aaron HaKohen sees a gewaltige nes. 12 nesim of the Shvatim. We're all mechavin at the same second, says of the Zohar Kodesh, to exactly the same carbon, and everyone was mechavin to something different. Each carbon was a tikkun of their shevet, something which had to be min hashamayim, the hashra min hashamayim, a ged of ruach HaKodesh. These 12 nesim at the same minute get this idea, each one, to be marked with all these pratim. And Aaron HaKohen didn't get that Ruach HaKodesh. Why not me? In the Medrash, he brings here that Aaron HaKohen was to brachen. He says, Shema bishvili ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekabel shivto shel Levi. He says, maybe it's my fault. Wasn't toiled on anyone else. Aaron HaKohen's to brachen. Why? Aaron, you were makriv all these karbonis. These karbonis were the beginning, HaKomas, Avoida, Omeda, Avoida. These are the first Karbonis, all the different types of karbonis, which are making the Omed HaAvoda in Klal Yisrael, the beginning of Chanukah Samishkan. And who was makriv them all? Aaron. Who was makriv the Ketores? Aaron. Who had the Menachos? Aaron. So what's shver? Ashtikul Ruchnis that I didn't get. Chol Shadayta Shel Aaron. Why didn't I have that Ruach HaKodesh? Why didn't my Shevet Zoicha to be part of this? So the Rabboni Shel Olam was all Mechuvan Min HaShomayim Gedoyle shelcha mishelohem. Okay, we have to know what that means. What is the gedoyle shelcha mishelohem? And so Santa Machlikas, Rashi, Ramban. The first you said is chol shaday to shel Aaron. Ashtikul ruchnius. Chol shaday to shel Aaron. And then, we have the next parasha. Kachis alevim mitosh b'nei Yisrael v'tihar to oisom. Shevet Levi. How was Shevet Levi? Why were they zoicha? Shevet Levi was zoicha. The Medrash says in the Hemshech here that when it came to the Egel, and the Gans Klal Yisrael are involved in the Egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mil Hashem Eilai. Who came running? Shevet Levi. Mil Hashem Eilai. Ruchnius. That's what we want. And then you have the next parasha, a very interesting parasha. Come Pesach. Vayi anoshim eshoyu tzmeim lenefesh odo. Lo yochlu lasus ha-Pesach vayom ahu. They couldn't make the Pesach. Couldn't make the Korban Pesach. Potter. Why? They were Tommy. They couldn't make the Korban Pesach. They could. The Potter was the problem. Why do we have to lose out? What do you mean lose out? Baruch Hashem, you're potter. You don't have the problem. Be happy. You can have a normal Seder. We would call it a normal Seder, right? You don't have the problems with Korban Pesach and Tumah and Tara. You're Tommy anyway. You can sit down and you don't have to worry even all the halachas about Achilas or Pesach. No! Lomani Gara! You had the Vayisu Me'ar Hashem, Shema Yarbelanu Torah Mitzvahs. Chol Shaddai Tosharon. Why didn't I have a chelik in the Hakrovas HaNasiyin? You had the Misoinanim. Mevakshim Alilo Lasur. Worse, we don't want Ruchnius. Kam Shevet Levi, Mil Hashem Eilai, Gvaldik, we're here. We want Kirvus Hashem. You have the Misavim, even bigger Alilo, even more crazy Alilo. Nothing is going to be satisfied. Gashmias, Gashmias, Gashmias. You have Loma Nigara. You have Pukva Kent. Loma Nigara. We're never satisfied. You're Potter. No. And they brought down the Chiddush of Pesach Sheni, which is in itself a very interesting parasha, Pesach Sheni. Why? Because they were so misave. You have Zel Umaseh. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Mem, Reb Chanina, Omer Reb Zeir v'Temer Reb Chanina Bar Papa, Boi Re'ei, Sheloi K'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basav Adam. Midas Basav Adam, in a human world, Kli Reikon Machzik, an empty Kli, you can put things in. Kli Male, Eina Machzik, but if it's full, you can't put anything else in it. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eina Kein. Male Machzik. Reikon Eina Machzik. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Punkt Verkehrt. A Kli Reikon is not Machzik. Doesn't get any Ruchnius. A Kli Male is Machzik. Shneema Vayoyme Im Shamoya Tishmu. Im Shamoya Tishma Vim Lav Loi Tishma. If you're Male, Shamoya, then you want to hear more, you want to chaza, you want to make sure you know more and more, Shamoya, Tishmu, Im Shamato, B'yoshon, the Dover Achim, Shamoya, B'yoshon, Tishma, B'chodosh, V'im Yifne Levavcha, Shuv Loi Tishma. Kli Male is Machzik. Kli Reikon Zeina Machzik. On the Maisa, it's a Pasuk Mefurish in Koheles. The Medrash in Vayikor Rabba, it's also in Koheles Rabba. In Vayikor Rabba, Parsha Dalit. Brings the Pasuk, Kol Omol Adam Lefihu. Vagam ha-nefesh loyti moli. Shlomo HaMelech says, when a person's working, the amelis, the Adam, is lefihu, for himself. And the nefesh is never full. So the Medrash, ha-nefesh hazu yodas, kol sheyigiyo, le'atzmo yigiyo. The nefesh knows that as much as it's yogea, it's all for itself. Kol anmal adam lefihu. It's all for yourself. Lefichach eino sveya lemitzus umaisim toivim. The nefesh is never satisfied. Omer Levi, Moshe Roini shoyenosu bas melochim. Moshe that the Mesillas Yesharim brings. But here you see it's slightly different. Afal pishe ma'achila kol madoni eilam. Eina yoytzei chayvasoi lomen afishihi bas malachim. Kach, kol ma sheyifal adam im nafshoi, eina yoytzei dei chayvasoi, loma shehi milamala. The nefesh milamala, and therefore the nefesh is never mali. What's the pshat? What's the pshat here? The kli mali is machzik. The kli reikon say na machzik. In Gashmis is Faket, a Kli Reikon, that's all you can put stuff into a Kli Reikon, a Kli Molly you can't. Teretz is. A mensch is made up of a Nefesh and a Guf. Ruchnis and Gashmis. Ruchnis has no Gvulos. A Guf is Mugbal. A Guf is finite. The Nefesh, Ruchnis, there's no Gvul. So when a person has a clean male, is full of ruchnias, then he just wants more and more. And he never gets full. But it is full. That's interesting. Lechora, there's a stira here. And the Gemara says, it's a clean male machzik. And the Apostle says, va'nefesh loiti male. The nefesh is never full. What's the beer? Is the kli male or not male? What's midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The kli male, the kli is male or is not male? Teretz is in ruchnius. There's no gvul. So the more you put in it, the more it wants. So mitzad echad, if it's male, it wants more and more. Mitzad sheni, it never satisfied. It never stops. Because there's no gvul. Mashein kein in Kashmir's. Kashmir's mugbal. How much can a person have? Kli male. Zaina machzik. Kli reikon is machzik. But we still have to understand why in Ruchnius is a kli reikon eino machzik. Well, the kli is reikon. So he wants to put some Ruchnius in it. No, zaina machzik. Why? What's wrong? A kli male is machzik. That's a chiddush already. But why is the kli reikon eino machzik? The chayr of the pshat is, and if a person in ruchnius looks that he has a kli that is mugbal, he's looking there's a kli. I want a certain amount. That's it, and no more. Then it's not machzik. Ruchnius, there can't be any gvulos. Ruchnius is a person that has to want im shama tishma, more and more and more. And if a person says, by yisumei Hashem, shema yarbe elonu, I've enough. Enough? It's a kli reikon. Enough? You're making a gvul. You're looking at it like gashmius. Oy menoyra. You made it into a kli reikon? Is ain't a machzik. And once you made a gvul, then you're in a slippery slope. Vayisu, Shema Yahweh lanu Torah mitzvahs, then he can come. Misoinenim. Mevakshim alilalalim parish me'amokim. First of all, you don't want more, and then you want to have less. First is you don't want more, but then afterwards you want to get away from it. You want less than you have to run away. And then you have crazy ideas of bakoshes which are never satisfied. And over here there's a davar omek. There's a very interesting thing. This koyach of wanting more, which be'etzim is for ruchnius, the anefesh lo timole, can transfer itself into the olam hagashmi as well. Transfers itself into the olam hagashmi, the misavim. They want more. And then they're never satisfied. In ruchnius, a person satisfied and wants more. But he can never sit back and say, I have enough. But he feels a klimoli. In gashmius, be'etzim, a person feels always a kli reikon. He always wants more. That same koyach, to want more, is a koyach in the nefesh. But when it's misguided and it goes into the oilam agashmi, it's oyam anoira. The Gemara says, Ein adam nifta min oilam v'chatzi tavose biyadoi. A person doesn't leave this world ever with half his taiva. Why? Because yesh loy mone roitze mosayim. Yesh loy mosayim roitze arba meirs. In chemdas amomen, a person's never satisfied. He wants more. Yesh loy mone roitze mosayim. So I don't understand. If he's nifta when he's got a mone, so why hasn't he got chatzi tavosa biyadoi? Be'etzim, he has got chatzi tavosa. He's got money. He wants Masayim. So he's got chatzi tavosa. Teretz is. So you could say, two things. The Be'etzim, he's got 100. Does he want another 100 or he wants another 200? Be'etzim, he always wants to double it. He wants another 200. So Mimela, not Shayach, he hasn't got chatzi tavosa beyond. I was kensign something else. Even if the Be'etzim writes a Mosayim is that he wants Sachakol, just wants another 100. But Lamaise, once he gets that 100, he's going to want another 200. So ultimately, he's saying now he just wants another 100. But tomorrow when he gets that 100, he's going to want another 200. And then the day after when he's got that 200, he's going to want another 400. So lemaise chatzi tavosa, he's never got chatzi tavosa because the chatzi tavosa is be'etzim, the taiva is an ein sof, and that happens with all the taivas of olam hazeh. Chazal tell us eva katan yesh ba'adam masbi'ay ra'ev. He's never satisfied. The eva katan is more and more and more. He's never satisfied. Why? Because this koyach of being misave for more and more, which we have mitzad the nefesh, which is meant to be mechuvim for ruchnius, when a person uses it, transfers it to the oilam agashmi, it's oyam anoira. He's never satisfied. There's so many dugmas in our world where you have Vayisu Me'ar Hashem. When a person comes to 10:30 at night, Seder's finished, how do you leave? Ah, Mor Hashem, now I can go and play ball, and go out to eat, I can do all the my goof can wake up again, or I'll stay another 5 minutes. Mashgiach, Sichat Sadeh, because Shibroch used to say, when a person stays another 5 minutes, what's 5 minutes? So go on here, 5 minutes. 5 minutes is it's not about Yisu. 5 minutes is a Tosefes. How does the person go? He runs out the Beis Medrash. He's sameach. Ketina kabareach. Every day, if you want to see what ketina kabareach is, go at the time when there's the end of cheder across the road and try and go down that hill there, and like I do. He's not shaykh. Ketina kabareach with Beis HaSeifa. It's a sakonis of foshes. That's a tinek. What about a bocher? I had a good day. I learned well. No, I have to go and take care of this. I have to do this. I have to, play ball if I need to play ball. So that tomorrow I'll have a better day. A better day. Also a good day. How do you leave the Beis Medrash? How do you leave back to Chutz Laaretz for Bein Hazmanim? Ketina kabareach, or Alevai could stay longer? And a person has to know it's a sakona atzuma vayisu me'ar Hashem. Because once it's ketina kabareach, who knows what comes afterwards? Aveira gereris aveira, the Mishnah says. Rabbeinu Yonah says the derech hateva. The person does one aveira, the derech hateva, so he schleps into another aveira. On the other hand, mitzvah gereris mitzvah. Person does a mitzvah, he has a cheshik to do another mitzvah. Hanefesh lo timale. He's never satisfied with Torah mitzvahs. Loma nigora. More and more. He wants more and more. Mitzvah gereris mitzvah. But what happens if chas v'shalom there is an aveira? There is a bayisu me'ar Hashem. What do we do? Aveira gereres aveira. That's what the Torah comes and tells us. Vayihi bin zaya aron. The Torah put this parasha here to be mafsik between puronius and the puronius. As a way of stopping the mahalach. There was a Bayisu. What can you do? The person wasn't such a matrega. There was a Bayisu. Then, Bayhi bin Soy Ha'oran, Bayome Moshe, Kuma Hashem. The Fisha Rashi, the Fisha Oya Maktim, the Frame Allah Shloshi Yomim, Oya Moshe Oyma, Amoid Vam Tame Lonu, the Altis Rachid Yoysel. A person has a Shikul Bayisu is Nichshal. And what does he do? How can you stop the mahalach? You can stop the mahalach. Avera gerus. Avera. Yeah, but you can stop it. How? Before it gets too late. Beat mispalel. Ribbono shel olam. Come back. Bring me back. I want ruchnius. Uvenucha yoyma. Shuva Hashem rivasalfe Yisrael. Magid she'ein ha'shchina shoyer b'Yisrael p'chusim mitshnei alofim v'shtei revovois. Shuva Hashem! Come back! The shchina can be shoyer. There is a bayisu, chas v'shalem. A person says, machzik himself. Bispalel, Rebbeinu shel olam, bring me back to ruchnius. I want ruchnius. I need to stop this mahalach, chas v'shalem. And when a person's mispalel, when a person wants, look what a person can get. Lama nigara can bring down a whole new parsha in the Torah. A whole new parsha in the Torah. That's the siyata dishmaya. When a person is going one way, they weren't going. They were potter. But when a person is slipping down, and he stops himself, and he says, Lama nigara, I want. At the end of the day, a person can do a U-turn. But chas v'shalom, he starts going down the slippery slope. He doesn't do a U-turn. Then a person has to know, all the tzrutzim in the world, mabakshim alila. Yeah, it's this teretz, that teretz, the reason you go and ask all the people why they left yeshiva. The people who are not doing so shtark. The people are doing shtark. A different question why they left yeshiva. Well, you ask all the people of the Shana and Pirish people. Why? Well, all the stupid tirutzim that they have, all the reasons that they try to justify why they are like they are today. Why don't you learn? Why don't you have a kviyasit in Vatayra? Why don't you try and to do something? Mevakshim alila. It's all tirutzim. So today, I didn't bring it, but the Chovis Avava says in the Hakdama, Meir Dikavot, he says, when the taiva is maris atzmai, person sees the taiva there, the taiva is koire loy, the taiva calls him. Then he says, and then people are boide shkarim melibam to justify their natiya. It's all a sheker, it's all the narishkeit, the monist, the gewaltig. What are you saying? What are you saying? Kamali batlu baderek. What do you tell me? It was this Rebbe's fault, or that yeshiva's fault, or this happened. Well, it's als tirutzim. I would have and I could have. Now, why didn't you? It's all tirutzim. It starts with the Vayisu, Chas V'Shalom. Then a person's Boidish Shkari Milibon to justify where he's going in life and everything. So a person's to know. Nomen Nigora. Chol Shadaitu Shel Aaron. Mila Shem Eilai. I'm here. Some Amala person has to leave yeshiva. Sometimes the Derech HaTorah is yeah. To be Oisik in Ishtadlus. But what's the Kavona? Kodesh Baruch Hu told Aaron HaKohen, El mul p'nei ha-menoira yoyiru shiva saneiros, the Sipona, Mirudik is Sipona. He says, El mul p'nei ha-menoira is the Kona ha-imsoi. And what's the idea? V'zeh, tifne shal heves, Kol echod me'asheshes neirois el hakone imsoi. When you move all the six neiros to the middle neir, it says, well, there's a big kasha in the pasuk. It says, el mul pnei ha-menoira yo'iru shivas neiros. El mul pnei ha-menoira is the middle one. And he tells you the seven neiros should be el mul pnei ha-menoira. It's not true. Six neiros el mul pnei ha-menoira. What's Yairu Shivas Haneiros? Also, what's Shivas Haneiros and not Shiva Haneiros? Shivas, Rashi says, Kama Mekoimus, when you have numbers like that, or Shloishes, means a set of seven. Not just seven Haneiros, a set of seven. Sokta Sikornoi. When you put all six Haneiros, Elkono Imsoi, Oz Yairu Shivas Haneiros, then all seven neiros are yoyer. Kol hashiva yoyeru v'yashpiu oyer elyon liYisrael. All seven will bring down the Shechina liYisrael. She yoyeru, because they're now saying, heyois ar hayiminim v'ar hasmolim mechuvan upoine el ar hakone oimsoi. What's the idea? The three on the right are turning towards the middle, the three on the left are turning towards the middle. Shehu Ika Menoira. The middle ones of the Siponoi, that's the Ika Menoira. That's called Hamanoira. Shekein Roy, Shekavonas HaMaiminim, Oiskim Bechai Oilam. The Maiminim, the right layers are connected to people who are sitting and learning in Oisik Bechai Oilam. Vaamas Me'ilim, Oiskim Bechai Shah, Ha Oizrim Le Maiminim. And the Masmi'ilim are those who are Oisik Bechai Shah, but they're also Mechavin to the Menorah, to the Koneim Soi. Tiye, both the Maiminim and the Smolim, is the Hofik Rotzen Akel Yisbarach. They're all being Mechavin El Mula Pneirah Haim Soi, the Koneim Soi, El Mula Pneirah Menorah, to be Oisir Rotzen Hashem. Ba'oifen sheyusag mechuvanoi ben kulam, that between the whole of Klal Yisrael, shivas aneiros, the whole set of terms becomes one set. The maiminim and the masminim are all one. V'roimemu es shmo yachtov, כמו שקיבלו עליהם, וכמו שאומרו, ויענו כל העם יחדו ויאמרו, כל אשר דיבר השם נעשה. כלומר, בין כולנו נשלים כוונוסו. כל אשר דיבר השם נעשה. ומקבל כל התורה כולה. One second. There's not one person in Klal Yisrael who can be mekayim kol ha-Torah kula. Kohenim have their mitzvahs. A melech has his mitzvahs. A kohen can't be a melech. A melech can't be a kohen. Levim have their mitzvahs. All sorts of mitzvahs. They're tariyag mitzvahs, but not one yochid can be mekayim kol asher dibar Hashem. Elamai, zok v'sipunai. Bayanu kolom yachdov. Klal Yisrael is a whole entity together. We will be Mekayim Rotzen Hashem. Each one is his chelik and his hip playing his part in the orchestra. Like Rav Dessler brings a marshal. What's Klal Yisrael's a marshal to a Philharmonic orchestra? That everyone is playing slightly different music, but that's the richness. If everybody would play exactly the same score, it would be flat, it would be horrible. 70 kelim all playing the same thing, it would be horrible. And when you have the first violin playing like this, the second slightly different, the third slightly different, the trumpets like this, like this, and you even have the guy who's triangle, he's the drum of the triangle, that every 14th beat, you go bing, and that provides the beauty of the whole symphony. Everybody doing what they're supposed to do. And I tina l'anius daiti, that moshul, you take that moshul one step further. At the beginning, before the concert starts, when each one is practicing, it's oyem anoyra. The noise is terrible. But when the conductor comes and he lifts the baton and they all play according to the way the conductor directs the whole orchestra, then that's the beauty. The conductor shulchan aruch. When Kol Klal Yisrael, everyone's playing their part, the Yaminim, the Maiminim, the Masmiilim. But it's all El Mul Pnei Hamanoira to the Koneim Soi. It's all Api, the conductor. Then you have the beauty of Klal Yisrael. Vayom, Vayanu Cholom Yachdov, Vayom Rukol Ashadibar Hashem Nase. But the Shaila is it Kedei Shenashlim Kavanosoi, is that our kavona? Or chas v'shalom, everyone has their tirutzim, by Yisu Mayar, and their tirutzim, why they're thinking. It has to be that everybody's a mul hamanoira. When it's mul hamanoira, and even if you slip off, and you put yourself back, you daven, Rebbeinu Shalom, I want to be mul hamanoira, I want shechina, I want to give you nachas ruach, then your iru shivas haneirois over the sakonas are very great. Chol shadaitu shel Aaron, mil Hashem eilai, lo manigara. That ensures kli male machzik. Person has to make sure that he remains a kli male. That's a machzik. What's it machzik shchina? Hanefesh loyti mole. Keep it full, keep it full. And then, wherever you have to go in life, I'll keep it full. And then, you know, el mul, pnei amenoira, yiru, shivas haneiros.